Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
All right, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 12. And we started off with Call In and Speak from the long-awaited Detox album. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you're sending any music in, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for a lot of new releases. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 3. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. For those looking for music, that's www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com. Before Daughters of the Nile. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. you can always YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, if you're looking for work, they've helped me out immensely. www.templabor.org. Also, thelogtv.com. And if you're looking for the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, YouTube channel Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. Now, before I go to the 216-217 phone line, woo, this is going to be an interesting show, because what I need to do is give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Just missing the mark. Just missing the mark. Tell a Story Tour. He's got a nice little release that's out there. But going into number 10, East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Club. Nathaniel Martin, city leader. Wednesday, March 23rd, 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Lower Level Conference Room, East Cleveland Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Help us celebrate Women's History Month. As the Women's History Month is a dedicated month to reflect on the often overlooked contributions of women to United States history, from Abigail Adams to Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth to Rosa Parks, the timeline of women's history milestone stretches back to the founding of the United States. We will have special guest speakers. And so that is what is going on this coming week. Number nine, because of their releases, YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. Number eight, re-debuting The Actual Tannis. He's got a couple of nice hot joints out there. Number seven, debuting Grandpa Rapper. YouTube views are coming up. The headline eye on Nerve DJ's mixtape. Pick that up to play. Very, very thankful. Number six, debuting Women Speaks 2022 Conference. That's going to be a very, very interesting event as it comes through. A few things that's happening at that number six position of Women Speaks 2020 Conference. United Queens with a Mission. And that is scheduled for Saturday, March the 26th, 2022, DGS Event and Catering Center, 5200 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Entry is $10. Youth are free. For more information, you can contact 216-235-8167. Ms. Great House will be speaking. Ms. McQueen, Lady T, Senator Nina Turner. They'll even be a special segment they're putting through for Mama Porter. So that's a greatly anticipated event. Number five, moving up, the Facebook page of No New Jail in Cuyahoga County Rally. That was last Tuesday. I know Brother Tannis came through. He went on to shut it down because he felt it was the wrong type of whites. They needed more real black representation out there. And he made a lot of valid points. Just wish he hadn't shut it down while there was another young black man speaking who brought a sound system. We should have let that young black man run things, and we didn't have, in my estimation, no replacement. If you're going to shut something down, you need to have a replacement almost immediately, because to the people who are behind bars, they wouldn't care if it's Republicans, atheists, or what have you. They need help. So that should be a lesson learned. Moving up, Facebook, Family Business Expo and Runway Show, which was last Saturday. Number three, debuting East versus West Celebrity B-Ball Game. A lot of names were involved with that one. Number two, moving up, Trappies Award Show last Friday. And number one, the biggest jump was all St. Patrick's Day events, from the parade to St. Stoney's Day. It was very, very major events that went on. And if you added a St. Patrick's Day to it, that's how you ended up getting caught up in the middle of everything. What I'm going to do is, since I see I have a lot of different things I could get into, my main focus right now is the Creator has allowed us to have a program. Before I do anything else, I am going to go to the 216-217 phone line, the 216-217 phone line. But before I do, I need to at least give people the actual event of what's going on. And when I say what's going on, this coming Sunday, this Sunday, Coventry Peace Campus, 2843 Washington Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. That's this coming Sunday, March the 27th at 1 p.m. That's the memorial service for Mama Porter, a.k.a. Hattie Porter. All right. Now, let's go to the phone line, 216-217. How are you doing out there?
Hi, Mr. Porter. My name is Inez Bodison. I write for the Euclid Observer. Can
it's
you hear me?
It's good to hear from you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm just taking down my notes. I enjoyed the last articles that I read from you that were in the Euclid Observer. I appreciated them. As a matter of fact, my thing is, as I look at everything, I think it could have been a problem on her phone line. My thing is, I'm just thankful for everybody who chooses to call in to the program. As a matter of fact, I see the same phone line pop back up, which I am very glad it is, because now I can go back and see what's going on. We have an excellent reporter, writer. I'm not sure how she would like to be termed, but I know that she gives great insight on what's going on in the community. So I'm going to go right back to 216-217. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Porter. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I'm excited to talk to you. How are you?
Yeah. All right. I just want to say you have my condolences to you and your family for the loss of your mother. I wasn't able to call into Mr. McCoy's program yesterday. It was about to end. And I just wanted
right.
to say I'm glad he's doing better with his healing process. Just wanted to.
Yes. Yes.
Say that. Yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, voting rights.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got information. I just recently started listening to Keeping It Real with Reverend Sharpton, and I found out information that 19 states have changed their voting rules. So I wanted to say that my opinion, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King fought hard, you know, to get, you know, the civil rights passed for, you know, black people, you know, to vote. And I did an article about it for this month in The Observer. That's what I wanted to say, you know, he fought too hard. A lot of people criticize, well, I heard, you know, people talk about him and also black-on-black crime, but I found out for myself, you know, you stand for what's right, you know, the both
right.
of you. That's what I wanted to say. You know, just like you were in the meeting with the police officer.
Right.
You know, he shot and he, you know, you were there to make sure the meeting was safe because, you know, he met with the family. I understand why you did that. You know, I understand why you did that. Yep.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's what That's what I wanted to say. I lost my mom in January.
And my sincerest condolences.
She came from the Elijah Bryant Nursing Home. She went to she went from there to Cleveland Clinic. She had COVID, and I was blessed to do a article about her in February. So it was that I said goodbye. It said saying goodbye to my mother. And when they took the ventilator from her, I hope I don't have to go through that experience no more. You have to hear the doctor tell you she won't die soon, you know, but you know that she's, I knew that she was getting ready to go. So, you know, I sat there in the room and thanked her, you know, for everything, being my mother. So that's what I wanted to say, that I believe that Dr. Martin Luther King fought too hard for they'd be changing things around. And, you know, people say something negative about Reverend Al Sharpton, but I see it different, you know.
Right.
He's taking a stand for what is right. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I'm serious. You're always going to get criticism. You just have to make sure that when it comes your way, you're proud of your own decisions and are comfortable with them. So I just want to thank you humbly. You helped make my evening, so thank you.
Okay. All right.
No problem. As a matter of fact, what I will do is I'll take us back to a song that we did about voting that featured Joseph Motley Jr. from Black House Sound. I believe it was from Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. And this is going back a few years when we all recognized the fact that it was important that you had Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, Maple Heights, running to be the first black female mayor, whether you want to say African-American, American. It was just the person of color. So with that being said, we'll be right back in about 4.5 minutes.
What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. He supported the speed light camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought is profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yoke.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his vote. It's Pop said. Time for a black queen. Annette M. Blackwell steps on the scene. Annette M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. Annette M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Vote for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Vote for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore. Comes from 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living, commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, youth, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor, outlook
agree, yeah. All my hard labor, you don't believe me. Some man's got elected talking about they gon' help with it work, but it really took it easy. Why the police killing innocent blacks? And the last one was 12, so we got to attack. Tupac, rest in peace, the word ain't that. They keep them blinds over your eyes, I'm disturbing that. And they rather brainwash you like the earth is flat. If it ain't no true meaning, ain't no love in that. These politicians don't care, man, they serve you dead. And if you ain't really thinking, they gon' serve you that.
Let us at least go through some of the things that are going on that we may have missed here and there. I'm going to let people know that there is a vigil rally tomorrow, Tuesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Warrensville Heights Police Department, 4301 Warrensville Center Road. Vigil and rally for Adriana Barnes. July 30th, 2022, Adriana Barnes had visited a recruiting office. After their meeting, one of the recruiters drove her to an apartment building on Warren Road and left her there. Now 7 1/2 months later, Adriana Barnes has been found. But if the police had acted immediately or at all, she might have been found alive. Instead, police did not go into the building where Adriana was seen. They did not get a search warrant for the building where she was dropped off by the recruiter. When members of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Mayosha Vales, Vanetta Neal, and also her mother went around the neighborhood asking if anyone had seen her, Father's Lives Matter Vice President Dorothy, they'd ask if anybody had seen Adriana or her boyfriend. The neighbors were too afraid of him to talk. That should have been a red flag or strong message to the police. When Ms. Vales and others found clothing outside the apartment building, the police dismissed it, saying the clothes could have been there a while. They didn't investigate. The police didn't get a search warrant for the apartment building or the apartment of the boyfriend. After her boyfriend was evicted, the person cleaning the apartment found Adriana on the porch covered in a blanket. Once again, once too many times, a missing black person didn't receive an active, coordinated, and resourceful investigation. Adriana lived in Wardsville Heights, but went missing in Cleveland. Where were the Cleveland police? We don't seem to have police that really listen to the families of missing persons. The families know when something is wrong. They know when their family member could be in danger. So again, tomorrow, Warrensville Heights Police Department, 4301 Warrensville Center Road. Adriana Barnes. Also, since I'm taking the time to look at certain things, Baby Chino, an aspiring rapper from Miami, who was shot and killed in daylight. It was a daylight ambush minutes after leaving a city jail on Wednesday. The 20-year-old vocalist, whose real name was Timothy Starks, was arrested by Miami-Dade officers at 2 a.m. in Opa-locka, Florida, on Tuesday, after they pulled him over for driving with an obscure number plate. On searching his car, police found a fully loaded Glock 32 pistol. Gee, I guess he needed it. He was released on bond on a gun charge and left the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center at 2 p.m. Wednesday. He was picked up by a friend, Dante Collins Banks, in a red Nissan car. When they turned onto the Palmetto Expressway, a gunman in another vehicle opened fire on them in the middle of traffic. That is... Starks was shot in the head and died at the scene. Banks was wounded in the stomach and transported to the Jackson Memorial Hospital, where he remains in a stable condition. Detectives have not identified a suspect, but told the Miami Herald that a dark-colored vehicle was seen fleeing the area at a high rate of speed. Starks was only identified on Friday as the victim of the shooting. On hearing of his death, one fan wrote on Twitter, "Damn, they killed Baby Chino as soon as he got out." Another one said, "That's crazy how Baby Chino died. SMH, someone was watching his ass leave jail." Detectives are looking at every motive or every bit of information based on the evidence that they have, you know, received at the scene. That's what the Miami-Dade police detective, I think Angel Rodriguez, told WPLG. As you can see, the car had a significant amount of bullet holes. They feel that the shooting was being investigated for links to a series of public ambushes in recent months that are thought to be connected to Miami street gangs. Starks was believed to be associated with a gang known as Boss Life in the Little Haiti area of Miami. His best-known song, a track about Big Haiti Shot Us, featured him and an entourage rapping about violence at a local apartment building. The lyrics included the line, "Spot 'em, I got 'em. If it's an issue or a problem, we'll pull up with them choppers. We'll leave them dead on the scene. Hell no, he ain't making it to the doctor." And the accompanying music video was dedicated to Gary Mello LaGuerre, an 18-year-old murdered in a drive-by shooting in 2020. So anyway, that's interesting in itself. Also, Tracy Renee Braxton, a.k.a. Tracy Braxton, April 2nd, 1971 to March 12, 2022, was an American singer, reality television personality, and radio personality who passed. Reality TV really helped her career. Really started with Tony, Tracy, Tawanda, Trina, and Tamar signed their first record deal with Arista Records in 1989. In 1990, they released their first single, Good Life. It would be their only single as a fivesome. Good Life was not a hit, peaking at number 79 on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles chart. At the time of the single's release, the members' age differences created a problem with marketing. Subsequently, the Braxtons were dropped from Arista Records. In 1991, during a showcase with Antonio L.A. Reid and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, who were in the process of forming LaFace Records, Toni Braxton, minus her four sisters, was chosen and signed as the label's first female solo artist. At the time, the remaining members were told that LaFace was not looking for another girl group since it had just signed TLC. And so, after Tony's departure from the group in 91, the remaining Braxton members became backup singers for Tony's first U.S. tour. Music videos and promotional appearances, Tracy, Tawanda, Trina, and Tamar were featured in the music video for Toni Braxton's third single, Seven Whole Days, from her debut album. In 1993, LaFace Records A&R Vice President Brian Reed signed the Braxtons to LaFace. However, the group never released an album or single for the record label. When Reed moved on to work for Atlantic Records, he convinced executives at LaFace to allow him to take the group to Atlantic also. And there you go. But they did get their reality series and all of that. So let's go back through here. It has been, right now, just a to me, it's excellent when you can at least deal with the truth. That's it. You want to at least be able to deal with the truth, truth subjects, you name it. That's it. Also, Scott Hall. Scott Oliver Hall, October 20th, 1958 to March 14th, 2022, was an American professional wrestler. He was best known for his 10 years with the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, now WWE, under the ring name Razor Ramon, and with World Championship Wrestling, WCW, under his real name. Hall began his career in 1984 before rising to prominence after signing with the WWF in May of 1992, assuming the name Razor Ramon. While within the company, he won the WWF Intercontinental Championship four times. He departed the company on May 1996 and subsequently signed with rival promotions WCW. Now, WWF Intercontinental Championship, Razor Ramon, he took his style was based on the character of Scarface, Al Pacino. Say hi to the bad guy. That was how he based his character. So, you know, four Intercontinental Championships. But he went to rival promotion WCW, where he became a founding member of the New World Order, NWO faction, along with Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash. In the company, he became a two-time WCW United States Heavyweight Champion, a one-time WCW World Television Champion, and a nine-time WCW World Tag Team Champion. He left WCW in February of 2000, returned to the WWF, later renamed WWE for a brief stint in 2002. He spent the rest of his career wrestling for various promotions such as ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, NJPW, at Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, TNA, where he held the TNA World Tag Team Championship once with Kevin Nash and Eric Young. Although he never won a world championship in a major promotion, Hall was nonetheless a one-time world champion as he held the WWC Universal Heavyweight Championship. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame as a singles competitor in 2014 and again as a member of the NWO in 2020. So at least he got a chance to be there. Yeah, it was good. It was good. He got a chance to do that. I'm going to take the time now, make this easy on myself. You never know what you might find. And, yeah, since we dealt with that subject quite a bit, we have one more salutation. Let's go back to CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Volume 2, the track called Still Die, which had an all-star cast.
A target is them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medic showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't this simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable.
What? Look at the while taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this, you on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady sink. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the veil collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last received envision, a congregation as life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. Or getting lost up in the sand gon' be your next life expand. Man,
up under my left thigh, was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you own me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, slap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand, it's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady be mentally ill and buff, you're feeling lyrical, killing, what a feeling, one in a million, cats be feeling. Ooh, what a rush, a what a feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. Increases the pain, level the drama, pull the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, farm around.
I feel death's breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they wanna kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops or the FBI? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
Took me back. It had been a little while since I heard that. Whoo, gotta go back into something else. And I didn't want to, but it's a lot of stories coming through, so I might as well. Didn't deal with it. And yeah, it's all kinds of things going on. Memphis rapper Snooty Wild, S-N-O-O-T-I-E, Wild. He was shot and killed in Houston. Memphis, Tennessee rapper Snooty Wild, age 36, died from gunshot injury sustained to his neck in Houston. It's very, very just interesting getting through certain things, certain stories. Let me change the pace of where I'm at because right now I'm giving a lot of interesting things. And yeah, just it was very interesting because today, earlier, of all places, the Healthline bus, East 30th, right across from News 5, getting off the Healthline, a man was shot in the head and killed. It is very interesting that this has happened because Ohio is making it easier to get firearms despite a rise in gun violence. I guess it makes it easier for us to make sure we keep ourselves put in prison, in jail, because some people don't know how to act. It's the truth. Gun violence has been steadily increasing in the city of Cleveland for the past decade. This year is no different. According to the Cleveland Police Department, new gun laws have supporters saying they will protect freedom, but gun control advocates say they will make problems much worse. The sound of gunshots is becoming more and more common in Northeast Ohio. Yeah, including on a fucking Healthline. Anyway, this story aired on Channel 5. Yep, and I'm getting up on, let's add a couple more steps. This is a 20-foot step ladder. 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Because Alfred Porter Jr. got a chance to say on Channel 5 News that every day of the week on the news in a city like Cleveland, Ohio, there's someone who's been shot or someone who has been wounded by guns, said Alfred Porter, activist. I have problems with the fact that all-star cities such as this, we are affected. It's not just Cleveland. It's East Cleveland. It's Shaker. It's Warrensville. Other areas in Ohio that normally wouldn't see a problem with gun violence, like Akron, Cincinnati, Columbus. Porter is still dealing with the last impact that gun violence left on his community. I watched peers around me die. It was very traumatic, and I didn't realize it. And that's the truth. I did. Looking back at his childhood and young adulthood, he watched guns invade his home. He didn't understand it at the time because he thought it was normal and commonplace. Decades later, he is finally starting to see how damaging that was. To help cope, he's a part of numerous advocacy groups. He is the president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. and the CEO of Fathers Lives Matter. He has been a leader in marches for racial justice, organizes vigils for deceased community members, and tries to mentor young people to not get involved in crime. But the Ohio legislator is actively working against his interest. There's been an increase in gun violence from the record-breaking year of 2020 to 2021, with trends continuing into 2022. Despite the harrowing statistics, gun laws are much more lax now than in recent years. The Ohio State House introduced or passed bills that would allow anyone 21 and older to carry without any background checks or firearm training. Another that allows K-12 teachers to only need 20 hours of training to carry inside a school instead of 700, and a brand new one just introduced in mid-February. At a time where crime is escalating all over, people feel the need to protect themselves, said Senator Teresa Gavarone, a Republican from Huron. Now more than ever, people want to carry, she added. Senate Bill 293, sponsored by Gavarone and Senator Terry Johnson, Republican McDermott, prohibits Ohio cities and the state from requiring gun owners to pay a fee or get liability insurance. We certainly don't want to have legislation or certain organizations or anyone pushing to do anything that's going to make it harder for people to exercise those rights. There are police departments that have been defunded. There's a lack of morale. People have left the force, and people feel the need to be able to protect themselves. Not a single city in the United States has completely defunded the police force, though. Some cities have reduced the amount of spending their law enforcement receives, but none are abolished, not even in Minneapolis, where the defund the police movement began. The vast majority of major cities in the United States actually increased their police force budgets or kept them the same, which was a study by Bloomberg City Lab. So it's interesting. It's interesting where Republicans ruling with each government branch and being vocal supporters of firearm freedom. What was the reasoning for this legislation? Well, Democratic San Jose, California did pass a safety bill to reduce violence and encourage accountability for gun orders. So, you know, that's very, very interesting right there. And Porter doesn't understand why the law is necessary right now. Considering continually reducing gun restrictions clearly isn't making the community any safer. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't mind laws. I should be held accountable for what I'm doing with a firearm. He's a huge supporter of the Second Amendment and wants everyone to use firearms responsibly. So having to pay a small fee each year to help keep people liable shouldn't be a big deal. I feel that anytime you could go to gun shows and buy an extraordinary amount of weapons, a lot of times they end back up on the streets harming people who shouldn't be victimized by those guns. There are obviously problems with our gun laws, and I feel that the gun laws do not cover or add enough strength for that. That's basically the main story right there. I'm going to go back through, see what I can find to kind of make some things cheerful. Ooh, Emacs the Image, the Sade cover. Yep, S-A-D-E. Just think, I remember coming up. And for some reason, I wanted to call her Sadie. But it's Sade. Anyway, let's take a look at this cover that was done by 3342 Music. All right. You know, I'm enjoying this particular show because I'm getting a chance to catch up on news stories, a few other clips of things that are going on. So I appreciate you all very much for taking the time to tune in. It really helps me out when people use the program for what it's supposed to be used for. And when I say that, I'm very serious. I'm thankful. I am. Speaking of being thankful, I will probably take the time to go over certain things maybe next week. With certain things that I found from my mom that writings and that type of stuff. It's been surreal. It really has been. I find out then it's a whole different grieving process. As a teenager, when I lost my daughter and she passed, I handled it way different. Jeez. I drank every day. I was a young man, and my friends at that time and all the way through being a young adult, their thought process was drink and everything else, party, and you'll feel better. So I was numb for years. It wasn't until almost 25 years later that I realized, look, I've been numbing my feelings down, but I'm in a lot of pain and had to deal with it. So, dealing with losing the person who'd been my number one supporter for years, even when she refused to take part when I was trying to hustle in the streets and do other things, my mom at that time refused to take any money from me as a young man. So I've been on my own for a while. Only came back around her the past few years. And it came at the right time. I had to take care of her. Had a lot of anger issues because mom wouldn't support my lifestyle way back when. But I'm very thankful that she stood her ground. Ended up being a caregiver. Didn't intend on it. It happened. I want to thank those people who made my life comfortable. I'll always owe a gratitude to Danielle Woods because she had been a caregiver. And so she was able to make sure that the house was immaculate, because if it hadn't been, Mama Porter never would have been able to stay where she was, because Mom was a hoarder. And because of my past living conditions, I never thought about throwing stuff out or making it neater. But Mom was able to stay home because everything was beautiful enough to where it was easy for hospice to come in, AIDS to come in. It was excellent, and that's a blessing. She did so much, even when she wasn't planning on it. My mom's last birthday party, Danielle did that for my mom, her and her daughter. You never know how things are meant, but I guess the father put her in my life to make sure I became a better caregiver so that Hattie Porter could see her finest years. Donna Walker Brown, the general, brought my mom the last restaurant meal that she had. She brought her something from Cracker Barrel. Donna Walker Brown and her mama, Carol. Got to thank all the grief counselors and others. You know, everybody seems to think they know how you should grieve. You know, some have given me advice to just stick my chest out and keep it moving. Others have said pretty much, buck up, record music, It'll put me in a different frame of mind. There are others who would say, stop bitching. Buck up. Act like it didn't happen. And there are others who will say, hey, everything happens for a reason. But I hope, in the Creator's name, that I never tell anybody how to grieve, because everybody grieves different. The only thing I would tell somebody, maybe we need to talk it out, is if they lock themselves up in a home and never come up, or apartment, or what have you, or they say they're going to kill themselves, then it might be time for some intervention. But if a person is working on everything, like going through your mom's paperwork, which I am, going through an obituary, doing a cleanup and stuff, I really don't think I should be told the specifics on how to grieve or what have you. Kind of seems just a tad bit improper. But everybody does have an opinion. So you have to take opinions with a grain of salt and see if something can work. Because if it works, then it's cool. And if it doesn't work, it just doesn't. That's the way it is. I appreciate everybody's prayers and thoughts. Might as well, since I have a good minute left, maybe I will leave with some more Emacs for about a minute. Yep, piano out. Talk to you soon. See you at one of the memorials. Thank you. Peace.